B-Pod Studios.
105.7 WROR, 80s and more, with Bob and LBF in the morning.
Morning Court is in session. Let's say good morning to today's caller. Oh, I love this name, Penelope.
Hi, Bob. Hi, LBF.
I've never heard. Hi. I don't think we ever had a Penelope call us.
I don't think so. Yeah. Too cool.
Too cool. Very cute. Anyway, Penelope, what brings you to Morning Court?
I'm calling because I'm really upset with my boyfriend, and I don't really know what to do.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We've been dating for a year. We actually met on Valentine's Day on a blind date.
Oh, wow.
Wow, you did that. Okay.
I know. It was the first date on Valentine's Day. Anyways, I planned like a really big getaway the weekend before Valentine's Day this year. And it's like prepaid, and it's like a weekend at a super posh resort in New Hampshire. And it's like booked spa treatments, dinners, like the works, everything.
Oh, wow.
Well, I surprised him this week.
Yeah.
And I told him I was taking him.
Yeah.
And as I was saying this, his face fell, and I was like, oh, gosh, what? And he was like, it's Super Bowl Sunday.
Super Bowl Sunday.
Like, so,
oh.
I don't know. I don't pay attention to that stuff. And to be honest, he's not one of those guys who has to watch the game, or so I thought.
Yeah.
And he's like, I can't go, babe. I'm going home to my family's in Philly to watch the game with my family. And then he went on about how it's tradition when the Eagles are in the Super Bowl and that's a big deal.
Wow. And,
oh, my God.
No way. So, and this came as a surprise to you. He had a surprise for you.
Yeah, no kidding. Oh, my God.
Okay.
Exactly.
He never mentioned
and
it?
He never mentioned it to me. Like, he never said he was going away the weekend before Valentine's Day. He was like, Valentine's Day is on Tuesday, and I'll take you out then.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. I told him I can't get the money back.
And oh, my God.
He said that he can't disappoint his family. I'm so upset, and I think maybe it's over. I mean, he's picking a game over me, and I don't have a ton of money. I don't know, I'll just take a girlfriend, I guess.
Wow.
He won't budge, and I've been crying for a week, and he says he feels bad about it, but he won't cancel. I don't know. Should I call it quick?
Wow.
Well, that's awful.
I'm telling you, Penelope, I'm not going to weigh in yet because the listeners
will
do that.
Hold your fire, Bob.
Yeah, I'm going to hold fire. A nice enough girlfriend
to plan
this exciting getaway weekend.
Oh, my God.
And he's leaving for the Eagles? First of all, why are you dating an Eagle fan? But that's
all right.
Okay. So you can't get your money back, right? Just to confirm?
Yeah, no, I can't.
All right. What should Penelope do here?
I told him that.
Yeah. And a can't, sorry, babe, can't do anything about it.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Penelope, you know how Morning Court works. So why don't you grab another coffee? Stay tuned. Let's get some calls to see what listeners ought to think about a lot. You know, what should you do about the weekend? What should you do about him moving forward? And like you asked it, should I call it quits? Let's see what people seem to think about that. Okay? Sound fair?
Okay. Thank you.
All right, Penelope.
All right, stay. I know. Oh, God, man. Stay tuned.
I'll go with you.
LBF will go with you. All right. There's your consolation prize. You probably have more fun. All right. 888-410-1057. Morning Court's in session. Penelope, stay tuned. Okay?
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you.
Her boyfriend is a Philly fanatic, and he's going down to Philly to watch the Super Bowl with his family.
He's not a fanatic, can I just say? He watches football,
okay.
But this is a family tradition she didn't know about because she's only been dating him a year.
And they're in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So, okay, I got it. So he wants to go, and that blew up her whole plans. Aaron, you're up first. What do you think, Aaron?
Well, I called to defend my brother from Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Eagles getting the Super Bowl is a really big deal, and Eagles are really big in Philadelphia. So I think that it is not something to be dismissed. But I got a solution. I think that I don't understand why he can't split the difference and just it's not like Philadelphia's on the other side of the country. So just drive down on Sunday morning, and he'll be there in plenty of time for the Super Bowl.
Oh, boy.
You know what? You got a point, sir.
He could go check out.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. We got to hurry, honey.
Yeah,
I got to drive
go.
To Philly from New Hampshire.
Why not?
All right.
I like it.
All right, Aaron.
It's like a 6 to 7 hour drive.
Yeah, well,
depending on where in New Hampshire.
Then you got Monday to work. No, I don't know. I don't know.
I like the effort.
Does she want to do that?
But I think
Oh, you're saying that she should go.
These are the Eagles, baby. The Eagles are in the Super Bowl.
I know.
Uh-huh. This is huge.
Okay. No, I understand that.
He could do that. He could offer that solution, and then she's like, "No, I don't want you driving."
Thanks, Aaron. Take care, buddy. Good luck. All right. So, well, let's say hi to Lisa. Hi, Lisa. What do you think?
Well, I have 2 points to make. First one is communication is key, and the fact that both of them goes and schedules a weekend away without communicating with each other is probably a problem.
But Lisa,
and then the second point is...
Lisa, before you make your second point, let me just say this about that.
What?
My wife's always saying, why don't you make plans and surprise me? Well, there you have it.
Well, there's your wife of many years. This is a couple who's just in their first year.
Thank you.
What are you saying? The romance is dead?
It's a little different. All right. No, not. Actually, the romance is alive at that point, right?
There you go, Lisa. I like it.
What's your second point?
Oh, yeah, by the way. Yeah.
Is the Super Bowl is one of the most watched things on TV.
Right.
You don't even have to be into football to watch it because the halftime show is amazing and you never know what you're going to see.
Right.
So, you know, I mean, yeah, she shouldn't have made the plans without him. And it sucks that she's losing the money, but she should go with the friends.
It's
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Go with a friend.
Go with a friend.
Yeah, I mean, that shouldn't be that hard. All right, thank you, Lisa. Two good points.
You're welcome.
Okay. Good to know the romance isn't dead.
Yes.
I like to hear that. All right.
Kara. I realize you need a caller to confirm it, but whatever it takes, Bob.
Hi, Kara. Good morning. Any different ideas on what Penelope's how she should move forward here?
Yes.
First of all, your name's not Kara, apparently.
We'll start with that.
No, it's not. My name is Evan Monis.
Okay.
All right, Evan. Go ahead. What do you think?
He didn't really know that the Eagles were going to be in the Super Bowl until recently, which I can see. But at the same time, it's the Eagles. Who cares? He should easily go with her.
Yeah, I like that. Our previous caller, Aaron, might disagree.
But I like how you think.
But I mean,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's the Eagles. No one wanted this Super Bowl lineup, but it is what it is.
That's it.
I just have a problem with a guy who would sacrifice a weekend away with his girlfriend.
That's where I'm at.
And I know.
Versus watching
food,
TV with
everything.
His parents.
Yeah, everything.
Yeah.
All right, Evan. Evan, you wouldn't do that, right, Evan? You're going.
No, of course not.
On New Hampshire.
No, I would definitely not.
Thank you, buddy.
Yes,
there you go. All right. Have a great weekend. All right. Linda, what's your take on it today?
Oh, I think she ought to change her tack with her boyfriend. She should get all excited about going away with her friend, and she should really plan a really good time with lots of social activities and fun, and then tell him how excited she is.
Maybe
about
lay out
her
some
getaway.
Nice clothes, if you know what I mean.
What does that mean?
Oh, yeah.
What does that mean? Yeah, it's Valentine's weekend.
Yeah, you know? Oh, so she's going to go prowling for another guy?
I didn't say that at all.
Okay,
just,
all right.
Here's what you're missing.
Oh, God. Yeah, say it just like that.
I'm going to have just as good a time as you are and see what happens. If he's not worried about it, then maybe it's time to move on.
There it is. Linda. Just laying it down. For her, right?
How's she going to lay out those clothes?
No, nice and easy. Morning Court. Today we talked with Penelope, who, by the way, is on hold. Okay? She's going to tell us what she's decided to do because she needs to make a decision here regarding next weekend. So if you missed it, it's your boyfriend. They've been dating for a while, a couple of years.
No, 1 year.
Oh, 1 year.
One-year anniversary.
Oh, okay. And so she planned a getaway weekend in New Hampshire next weekend, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nice place? Posh?
Yeah, posh. Like non-refundable.
As a surprise.
Yeah.
Okay. So she tried to surprise him. Then she finds out that, he's a Philadelphia Eagles fan, by the way.
His family's from there.
Yeah. So he's going to Philly to watch the game with his folks.
Yeah.
And He's turned down the invite to go to New Hampshire.
He turned down a weekend away.
Yep.
With a romantic agenda.
She paid for it. She can't get the money back.
Popcorn and scream at the television with his family.
What he's thinking?
Weirdo.
That's a Phillies fan.
Okay.
All right. So let's see what you guys think. We're going to start with you, Lauren. What is your take on Penelope's court case?
Okay. Never call in. It's the freaking Super Bowl. Of course, he's going to want to watch the Super Bowl. That's my opinion.
Okay. Wow.
I mean, I think it's absolutely ridiculous. Give me a break. It's a Super Bowl. It happens once a year.
Yeah. So,
find a freaking other weekend.
But she paid for it. And they're like newly in love.
Give me a break.
Oh, my
God. It's the Super Bowl.
Wow. Really? You like the Super Bowl that much?
Happily married. Come on. He's a man. It's the Super Bowl. I'm a woman. I love the Super Bowl. I would never plan a weekend away during the Super Bowl. Are you kidding me?
Dave Falcone would take a weekend with me, even if I fell asleep every night over the Super Bowl, and he likes football.
I disagree.
All right.
All right, Lauren. I like it. Lauren, I like
you. I never freaking call. Okay. I had to.
As long as you freaking listen, okay?
Yeah, freaking listen and freaking call more often.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, love it.
Thanks, Lauren. Bye. That's great. Wow. Coming in hot, Ed, to get a guy's point of view. Good morning, Ed.
Hey, what's happening? Hey, real quick. Yeah, she should be dating an Eagles fan, first of all. But second of all, Penelope, what you need to do is start today, get out there online and pick up as much stuff for the Chiefs, like a jersey. All Chiefs clothing, I would wear it all to that whole Chiefs weekend with her girlfriend. And I'd buy, and I'd make sure posting all the pictures online of her cheering on the Chiefs to get back at him. I mean, hey, that's the only way you can really.
There you go.
I like the way you think.
I think if he has a tradition with the Eagles, he's kind of got to stick with it.
Yeah.
So I kind of see both sides of it, but
if
he wants to aggravate him, that's the way to do it. Throw on the home jersey.
Do Chiefs and do the Chiefs, war dance. Okay.
You got to have all Chiefs gear on with her girlfriend or bring a friend or a guy.
Bring a guy wearing a Chiefs.
Bring
a guy wearing a Chiefs wearing Mahomes.
With a Chiefs jersey and like she could be hugging up to him. That's the best way to do it. There you go.
Thanks, Ed.
Have a great day, guys.
All right. Bye now. All right. Well, a lot of times listeners always are interested in how the people who call, how they get any resolve for the case. Is there any closure? Yeah. It's hard to get closure now because obviously you didn't, I assume you didn't call him Penelope while you were listening.
Yeah.
You heard all the calls. So what do you think? What direction do you feel like you're going to head here based on all the calls and thinking about it?
I feel like if he doesn't come to his senses, then I think I'm done because I can't wait around for this. I've listened to everyone. I just feel like that just makes the most sense.
So if he doesn't do anything without you asking or bring it up again, you're going to dump him?
Yeah.
Okay.
You
got to follow your heart.
If he's upset about it, then he'll come begging for you back.
That's true.
And that's where you want him.
You know, Penelope, she's not wrong.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, best of luck. Hopefully he'll come around and do the right thing and you'll feel good. You'll feel good and we'll never have to worry about it again, but we'll see. Best of luck. Okay, Penelope?
Thank you. I hope so.
Okay.
All right. Good luck.
Good luck. Well, there you have it.
Yeah, wow. She's
going to break up.
Take a stand.
If he doesn't come to her saying that I've changed my mind, I want to be with you, that's what I want to do.
Yeah.
She's going to dump him. Let's see.
Listen, sometimes you got to make a statement.
Yeah, I'm not going to keep asking. I won't pressure her, but that's her thing. Okay? Best of luck, Penelope. Hopefully he'll come around and say, you know what? What was I thinking?
Right?
Come on.
Yeah.
Look at that. And then all's well that ends well.
Sure is.
All right.
105.7 WROR. 80s and more. With Bob and LBF in the morning.
BackstageCountry.com. Your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.